I am joined by Mr. Rob Roberts and Mr. Mike Schweiss, I believe, of Schweiss Bifold Doors. Big, big doors.
Yeah, very large doors.
Now, the first question I always come with, the airport I used to fly out of had T-hangers with slider doors. And as soon as you get a snow load on the roof and the building shifts, those things just don't work. Now, I'm assuming the bifold doesn't have a problem with anything like that. Or what about if it gets frozen to the ground? It'll pop itself free?
When we manufacture the bifold doors, we always allow a 3-inch distance from the door frame to the finished floor so that the bifold door will never freeze down.
How long have you guys been building these doors?
I was started manufacturing doors in 1980. I was to a wedding dance one night, and this guy came up to me and said, "Your name is Mike. You'll build anything." I says, "What do you have in mind?" He says, "You should build bifold doors." I said, "What's a bifold door?" An hour and a half later, he died on the dance floor of a heart attack. 6 months later, I started manufacturing doors, and now that's all we do.
Okay, that's a very interesting start.
So I advise you not to give me any new ideas today.
No, I won't give you any new ideas. No ideas here.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for how long again?
Since 1980.
That's a long time.
Long time.
And you manufacture different models, custom sizes, or?
Yeah, we manufacture doors up to 140 feet wide, and we also have the popular hydraulic doors, the one-piece door. So I offer two styles of doors. And we've been doing it for many, many years, and we've had a lot of door experience.
And, Rob, you build buildings for his doors.
Yes, we manufacture hangers, T-hangers, corporate hangers, FBO, any type of hanger. And the most popular door is the bifold door, and we also use the hydraulic doors as well.
Well, I imagine it's a good thing he found you, because the door would look really stupid just standing out there in the middle of the field.
That's true.
So you have a hydraulic door now. Instead of lift cables or lift straps, it's cylinders?
Well, we manufacture the hydraulic door. It has two cylinders. It's a very simple, clean design, very nice, very popular. One thing nice about the door, when your door opens up, it provides a large shade underneath the door. And the other thing is it's got less moving mechanism. The difference between a bifold door and a hydraulic door is bifolds fold in half and hydraulics are one piece. So sometimes at airports you have to be cautious of, can you have the door hanging out that far with traffic going by? And a bifold door, you can park up against the door. A hydraulic door, you got to stay back a ways. But they're both very clean doors.
When you say park up against the door, you mean on the inside of the hangar?
On the outside of the hangar. Like when you drive up to your hangar.
Yeah, the one piece is going to swing out.
Right, correct.
But the bifold lifts up.
Lifts up.
But it still projects out as it's folding.
Yes, but it's half the distance.
Right, and it's also up higher before it starts to really stick out.
Correct.
So, okay, never thought of that. If you guys were wondering what all that rumbling was, there's a parade of T-28s taxiing by. These guys just look for an excuse to fly.
That's right.
Well, Rob, how long have you been building hangars?
40 years.
40 years.
40 years, 1969. I was 12 years old when I started.
Wow. Well, okay, you started working for your dad, I'm going to assume.
No, I was only kidding. 1969 is when we started, which was 40 years.
Okay. What's the biggest hangar you've ever built?
The largest clear span that I can recall right now is like 260 feet, something like that.
That's a pretty serious building.
Yep, very serious.
And the one thing I've always wondered about, when you get large bifold doors, you got to have a clear span opening. And typically, you know, your hangars, the roof line runs, whatever you want to call it, parallel. And then the door is on the end where all your rafters and bearing support beams are. So that, I was wondering, you know, you got to build some strong headers and things like that.
That's correct. They're very strong. Each building is designed and manufactured for the specific area. So it's for the specific snow load for Oshkosh or Florida or Arizona or wherever it might be. So there's different considerations that go into each door and each building.
So you build all around the country then?
That's correct. We design and manufacture buildings, ship worldwide. We've manufactured T-hangers and hangers and FBO-type hangers in Europe, North Africa, South Pacific, all over the U.S., Canada, just all over the world.
Do you guys sell any, like, small kit building like that I could put up for, like, two airplanes or anything like that?
Absolutely. We manufacture many hangars that are typically in the neighborhood of something like 45 feet wide and 36 feet deep. And you'd be surprised how many people have erected them themselves. They're just very simple. There's drawings. Each one's got the engineer drawings for each specific location, wherever the building might be, so it's easy to get permits. And many people have done it themselves. In fact, there's one husband and wife that just for fun, they'll go out for the summer on their summer vacation, and they'll take 2 weeks and install a hangar for somebody. And so they just do it for fun.
That's definitely unusual. I would never have expected that.
They do it for fun. They do it because they like it. They like meeting the people. They just do it for fun.
All right. Hard to install your doors?
We have a kit showing you how to install the door, a step-by-step manual. And I'm proud to say that 90% of our customers put their own doors in. And,
really?
I pride ourselves in the less calls I can get back. And I says, we're open 24 hours a day on the phone, and we'll walk them through it. But we have very few phone calls. 90% of the people put their own choice doors in.
Well, so it's got to be shipped as a kit as well. Because, I mean, if it's a 20 by 30 foot door, that's not something you're going to ship in one piece.
Right. If it's we ship over length, and we'll ship 60 feet long and 12 feet wide, and we make all kinds of provisions, and it goes together like Erector set.
So if they can build an airplane, they can build a hangar and a hangar door.
Definitely. When people get the Schweiss door and they're assembling it, they'll tell me later, I didn't realize how simple and easy it was, and your manual's very detailed.
That's the interesting, amazing part is what you just said there. What I've thought so many times is these people that build the RV6, and to me that's very complicated, but I know quite a number of people that have built several of those, and yet the hangar is so easy, such an easy thing to do, half a fourth the complexity of the building the RV.
Yeah, it's just a difference of you got to like heights,
yep.
And you got to be able to handle some heavy things.
Yep, forklift handles that problem real easy.
Well, most of us don't have a forklift in the backyard.
True, but they're very simple and very low cost to rent. You can rent them for a day or two and you're done with it.
Yeah, and you set up your trusses and yep. Stuff like that. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to the booth. And this is Digital Dave. We're